So we'll discuss the seventh shloka of Brahmajnanavali Mala. So the shloka is Tattvatita Paratmaham Madhyatita Parashivaha Mayatita Param Jyotihi Ahamevaham Avyayah. So in the previous shloka, Shankara introduced the term of Prakriti, Prakriti he used. So in this particular shloka, Shankara speaks a little bit about Maya, a little bit about Prakriti, a little bit about the tattvas or worldly entities. So tattva atitah, so tattva there doesn't really mean knowledge here. So here tattva means the Sankhya Tattva, or the 36 or 35 Tattvas that are there in the world, which includes the Panchabhutas, the mind, everything. So all those, so all the Tattvas, whatever is there in the world, Tattva Atitaha, Atitaha, Tattva Atitam. So that I am beyond Tattva. So Paratma, Aham, Aham Tattva Atita Paratma. I am that Paratma. Paratma means the supreme consciousness. So you may think, oh, I like, even when I realize I just become Atma, I don't become Paramatma. So Paratma, Paratma means supreme self. We are that. That supreme self is what is inside us. I am already that. So I don't have to do a lot of sadhana and all. Like, I am already that. So tattva adita Paratmaham. So I am the Paratma, supreme self, which is beyond the entire world. Oh, then what about, okay, beyond the world, fine. What about the Deshakala Vishayam? Am I beyond that? So Madhyatitaha Paraha Shivaha. So I am Paramatma and I am Paraha Shivaha, supreme consciousness. So Shivaha itself means like Mangalam, consciousness. So Mangalam means it will give us Anandam. So I am that Ananda Rupi consciousness, chit inside everyone, which is Madhyatitaha. Madhyatitam means without any middle. So Madhyam means Adi Madhyantam, beginning, middle and end. So beginning, middle and end here means that beginning, middle and end are limitations caused by Deshakala Vishayam. So I am beyond all those. So this is the same thing. Aham adishtya madhyam cha bhutanam antayeva cha. I am like without beginning, middle and end in all beings. That is what Krishna says in Gita. So I am beyond. I am beyond the entire world. I am beyond the Deshakala Vishayam, which are the basis for the world. So I am not just beyond the world alone. I am beyond the concepts that are the basis for the world. Oh, so the world, Deshakala Vishayam, is that it? No, there is another thing beyond Deshakala Vishayam. Maya Atitaha Param Jyotihi. So Maya is what causes Deshakala Vishayam. Maya Kalpita Deshakala Kalana Vaichitri Chitri Kritam. That's how Shankara defines creation as a painter's painting. The painting of Maya, which is based on Deshakala Vishayam. So the world, then Deshakala Vishayam is the basis for the world. Deshakala Vishayam is caused by Maya. And I am beyond Maya. So Maya Atitaha Param Jyotihi. I am supreme jyoti, light, beyond maya. Maya itself means, the word maya itself means that which veils. That means darkness. So I am supreme light. If I am supreme light, how can darkness affect me? Darkness cannot stay where light is there. So I am that darkness which, like I am that darkness which is beyond, sorry, I am light which is beyond darkness. So the three levels are Maya, is that which veils or seemingly veils darkness, sorry, seemingly veils light. And then out of the Maya, Deshakala Vishayam And out of the Eshakala Vishayam, the world comes. I am beyond all this. Ahameva Ahamaviha. I am definitely beyond all this. I am definitely all this. So, whatever level Maya, oh, Maya is troubling me. Oh, it's not Maya Devi. Maya Devi might definitely trouble us, but this Maya cannot trouble. And when this Maya cannot trouble, even Maya Devi cannot trouble us. So this Maya cannot trouble me because I am Supreme Light that is beyond Maya. Oh, Maya is fine, but my Desha Kalam, like the place where I live, environment is not really conducive. I have only 24 hours in a day. And after that, like, I have to work for 8 hours, sleep for 8 hours, and then I have very few time. So if somebody thinks like that, how can that be? Cannot be, because Madhya Adita Paraha Shivaha. I am beyond Deshakala Vishayam. So that is the reason why Mahatmas like Amma have all the time in the world. Time management, space management also works there in a very small hall. Amma can accommodate a lot of people in the way she wants. That is because Madhya Adita Paraha Shivaha. So, Desha Kala Vishayam will not pose an obstacle for me because I am beyond all those. Since I am beyond all those, therefore they cannot affect me at all. And, oh, Desha Kalam also is fine, but the dog which stays nearby my house, that is a problem. That also cannot affect me. Tattva Atitaha Paratma Aham. I am the Paratma, Supreme Self, which is beyond the world. So the dog cannot bite me. Okay, dog cannot bite me. Don't go near the dog and say, oh, come on, bite me. You cannot bite me. Then it will definitely bite. So what means is we have to try our level best to stay away from the dog. If we think the dog will bite, stay away from the dog and say, oh, if somehow by some chance you end up in the same car where the dog is there, or same room where the dog is there, then, oh, okay, come on, now let's play a game, like let's see who bites whom first. Or if you can catch me, you can bite me and we can try running, saying, oh. And finally, after all those, like after putting our effort, still the dog catches hold of us, stays right in front of us, then we can say, oh, come on, bite me. Enjoy your game. You are the winner now, so enjoy. And then like we can laugh inside saying, how can you enjoy? I am Tattva Atitaha Paratma. I am that Supreme Self which is beyond all the entire world. So how can you affect me? You cannot affect me at all. You may seem to affect me externally, yes. So in Bhagavatam, Parikshit was supposed to die after Takshaka. The snake called Takshaka was supposed to bite Parikshit and kill him like within 7 days. So that's when he starts learning Bhagavatam. So within those 7 days, after those 7 days, Takshaka comes in front of Parikshit and Takshaka bites him. So at that time Parikshit says, oh Takshaka, I know you have come to bite me, so bite me. But like Bhagavatam says, Takshaka has bitten, whatever is the right word, bitten Parikshit, but still, has Parikshit been bit by Takshaka? No, not at all. He has gone beyond everything. He has gone beyond everything. This body has been bitten, but he is beyond. So the body might get affected. External surroundings will get affected. Now we are sitting in air-conditioned rooms. Tomorrow we may sit inside a hut. Day after tomorrow it will be inside a cave. And then the fourth day it will be right under the sky. Fifth day it will be right under the sky but in a desert. So all those might happen, but still nothing can touch us. Brahmanyaraya karmani sangam jaktva karoti yaha. Lipyatena sapapena patma patramiva ambasa. So when a person offers everything to Ishvara and then does actions without getting attached to the action or the fruit of the action, then lipyate nasa papena, he is not tainted, he is not affected by papam. Even as a lotus leaf is not wet by water. The lotus leaf is in water, but still it is not wet at all. Similar will be the state of such a person who implements this, who remembers this. Namam karmani limpanti, name karma phales priha, itimam yo bijanati, karma birnasa badhyate. Badhyate. So, how can we get rid of karma bandham? By knowing namam karmani limpanti, karma cannot touch me. Name karma phales priha, and karma phalas also cannot affect me. Itimam yobi janati, thus who knows me? Me as the indwelling self. Such a person karma bir nasa badhyate. Such a person will not be affected by karma. Karma bandham will not be there for such a person. Karma bandham cannot be there for me because I am beyond the world. I am beyond deshakala vishayam. I am beyond maya. Karma is part of the world. So if I am beyond the world, I am beyond karma as well. So which means karma cannot taint me, karma cannot affect me at all. So if we at least try to remember the shloka, chant it a few times in a day, that can elevate us. If Parikshit was able to realize in just 7 days by listening to Bhagavatam, then we can also realize within such a short period of time. Maybe 7 days is a bit too short. So we can make it 7 years or 70 years. We have 70 years, so we have 70 years or 7 years, whatever it is. Okay, 70 years I'll strive. I'll remember this for 70 years, and when we are 100 years old, when we are about to die, we will find that this conviction in us, like very strong, whatever happens, I am beyond all this. So even when Yama comes, we'll be able to tell Yama, oh, I am beyond Maya, what can you touch me? You can take this body, oh, readily take it. It's already weak, I was thinking about leaving this. So it's like telling, oh, you want this car? Okay, take it. I was anyway thinking about selling it for no money because it's no good. So well, this body like is not at all of any use. If you want, take it, readily take it. So that will be the state. So it's not okay, tomorrow don't say, oh, then Yama, like I have to test myself. Let Yama come, then I have to test myself as to whether I can say it. We don't have to wait till that day. We can at least try it now with people around us. Like when somebody comes to us, when our boss comes to us, internally we can say, oh, I don't care what you say. I am beyond all this. We can try it with people around us. We can try it with things around us now itself, so that really when Yama comes, it will not be a test. It will be real. So it will be a real test, we can say. So when Yama comes, then we won't even think twice. Immediately we will say, Tattva Adita Paratma Aham Madhya Adita Parashivah Maya Adita Param Jyotihi Ahamevaham Avyayaha. That is what we will say to Yama. We'll continue in the next day, I'm sure.